just over exactly 500 years ago, on November the 8th, 1519, the Aztec Emperor Moctezuma and Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes met for the first time. The meeting resulted in not only the eventual European colonization of the continental Americas, but also in a prevailing debate about the wounds left by that encounter. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports in the last episode of our three-part series this week, The Mark of the Conquistadors.
A small mural depicting the arrival of Cortes to Tenochtitlan, now Mexico City, is at the exact place where it happened. And a few blocks from there, Domitila Temicli does spiritual cleansings and ritual dances based on pre-Columbian traditions. Temicli says the Spanish conquistadors left behind a humiliating massacre.
Nos cortaron nuestras ramas, nuestro tronco, pero lo que no pudieron cortar fueron nuestras raíces.
They chopped off our trunk and branches, she says, but they couldn't destroy our roots.
La historia está narrada por los vencedores y no por los vencidos.
The woman says history has been told by the winners, who claim they discovered a land already owned by her ancestors. Many Mexicans consider themselves mestizos, a blend of cultures, but others share Temicli's resentment. The Christopher Columbus statue in Mexico City gets vandalized every October 12th, and Mexico's president has asked Spain to apologize for the atrocities committed during La Conquista.
Nosotros no podemos modificar el pasado, pero sí podemos incidir en el futuro.
That's Miguel Utray, cultural counselor of the Spanish embassy in Mexico. He says we can't modify the past, but we can influence the future, looking for lessons rather than culprits.
En muy pocos años se va a hacer la primera globalización del mundo.
The diplomat says the European expeditions 500 years ago represented the first globalization, bringing progress and an exchange of products and knowledge.
Hay 500 millones de habitantes que usan el español como lengua materna.
Utray says Spanish language became universal thanks to his country's explorations, with 500 million native speakers currently. And the two countries with the most Spanish speakers are Mexico and the United States. In Mexico City's main square, an opera commemorates the encounter between the Aztec king and the Spanish explorer. It's called Moctezuma II, based on the Moctezuma opera written by Antonio Vivaldi in the 18th century. Samuel Maines, a researcher and composer, is the author.
De la farsa tragicómica con final feliz, la convertí en una tragedia.
Maines explains he had to turn Vivaldi's tragic comedy with a happy ending into what it really was, a tragedy. He gave a voice to the subjugated indigenous while integrating Mayan, Nahuatl, and Castilian languages.
Seguimos odiando tanto a Hernán Cortés como a Moctezuma.
Maynes says Mexico hasn't fully come to terms with its complex past. There's a tendency to simplify Cortés as an evil conqueror and Moctezuma as a treasonous leader. But that ignores that indigenous people oppressed by the Aztecs joined forces with the Spaniards. He says in his opera, as in history, there are no real villains or heroes, but characters that deserve a better understanding. He incorporated Baroque and indigenous instruments to reflect the resulting diversity.
Todavía queremos que nos pidan perdón, todavía estamos lidiando con complejos.
Maynes says some are still asking for apologies, licking old wounds. For him, this opera is a way to reflect on what he says former colonized nations like Mexico should do, reconcile with their past and embrace their multi-ethnic and multilingual present. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.